And I say, Mama, when you had me, you, when you, how I come here? And she said, boy, shut your mouth. You don't know what you're talking about. Go sit down somewhere. You always up in grown folk business. Can I get a witness? And I'd go sit down, but I would wonder how I would got you. Until I heard the old folks got together one Friday evening. And they were having some coffee, and you know, back then, you know, when they would sit down, they would talk about things amongst themselves. And the children would mind their own business. You ain't gonna be in their business. No, you gonna sit down and let the old grown folks be in.
Yeah.
I overheard the conversation. I said, well, Mama, then, well, it must was easy for me to get there. She said, boy, you just don't know. You just don't know the pain that I went through. See, we don't know the pain that women don't have in a job. Here we want to call them all kind of names.
All right.
I don't believe in that. And I don't believe in fighting on no one. My mama told me, let me tell y'all something. See, when mama teaches you something, it's going to be with you through all out your life. She said, Eugene, if you got to fight on a woman because that is somebody's child, you let her go your way, and you go your way. That's the sense. And that stuck with me. Because somebody had to take care of me. And that was mama. Taught me how to use the best one. Taught me how to read it right. Whatever is going on. A mother's pride. Jacob made it here. She didn't have this child. She don't have much money. And it's hard times. But a woman will always have somebody that she can sit down and go to and get some information. And I pretty much showed Jacob went to some of her neighbors who she could trust. And say, look, I need you to make me a little bag here to put this child in. I'm pregnant and I done got pregnant now. And you know the king is still out of the grief. But I don't want to kill this child. Because something is just different about this child. Oh, y'all. And so, when she looked, and the Bible says, and when she saw that he was a goodly child, she hid him for 3 months. And in those 3 months, I'm pretty much sure Jochebed was praying, talking to the Lord. A lot of parents in here have been praying for their children. Because if it had not been for the prayers of mama, many of us would be sitting here closing in our house. Oh, I know I got some people. You just didn't get your all by yourself. You had to have some praying folk to get where you at. If you got college degree, you got PhD behind your left, somebody praying for you.
Yeah.
I'm praying for you. Don't get that twisted. See, we get stuff twisted. We forget. We forget where we come from. Because God already told the children of Israel, you're going into a strange land, but I'm going to bring you out. Not knowing, he did not tell them how he's going to bring them out. He did not tell them when he's going to bring them out. But he said, you're going to be in a land for 400 years. And look what it says. It says, when she hid him for 3 months, she went to some of the neighbors. Talking about Moses' mother now. God is working in mysterious ways, even in our lives today. And when he works smooth, and he works with power. And when he works and come out and it come out the other, it be pure. So now it says in verse 3, when she could not hide him no more. You know, times have got tight now. People have started to talk. You know how people talk? When you even got pregnant? You do know that, don't you? Oh, that's and you're trying to hide it because you can't hide pregnancy anyway. You know how some girls get pregnant at younger age, they try to keep that dress down or whatever it is, that coat to keep from, but sooner or later, you can't hide it no more. So you got to let it out.
Yeah.
Mother's pride. even though this child was about to be exposed, and even though Jezebel couldn't hide this child no longer, she took, it says, for him an ark of bulrushes, and she dabbed it with slime and with pitch. Now you have to notice something. When she dabbed it with that, she had got some information from some of them Egyptians to let her know that, hey, when you do it this way, they would not look at that thing and think it was something strange in it. They would think it was just one of those Egyptian ships going along the river. Yeah. Oh, I know I got some. Huh? And so when she took it and began to dabble with slime and with pitch, she put the child in it. But her courageous act, that's what got God's attention. In other words, courageous mean her dangerous act. That was a dangerous thing to leave a child by the river for this. Oh, I know I got some reason. And so her courageous act began to get God's attention. And when you get God's attention, you got some. Oh, I know. And so now, says now, and she laid it by what? By it, and she laid it therein, and she laid it by the flag, by the riverbank. And I'm pretty much sure when she laid this child by the riverbank, she was praying to God all along. A mother's prayer. See, sometimes when mother prays, you don't even know her. When mama is praying, sometimes you out there doing your dirt, but mama is praying for you that the Lord will direct my child's path. I know my child is out there doing something. I know my child is doing things. But come. Have mercy on a child. Some of us know that our children are earthly, no good. Some of us know that our children are getting devilment at the blink of an eye. But because of the prayer of the mouth, and because of the prayer God heard, that's what God steps in. God step in. Oh, y'all sit there. You just don't know about the importance of a mother. Mama gonna be there when daddy gone on. You know, dad's your boy. Mama used to say, don't get in jail, because you know daddy ain't gonna get you out. But mama gonna go down to that cold house. Mama gonna go down there and talk to whoever it is for her child. I know I. Mama. So now, the family is torn. Because in verse 4 it says, and his sister stood afar off. In other words, that was Mammy. Mammy, you wanna call her? I call her Mammy. Mammy. Aaron, and you got the little baby Moses. Yeah. How many families that you know that the devil tried to destroy, but he meant it for evil, but God meant it for good? Yeah. How many families you know that for yourself, if it had not been for God in your family, where would this family be now? But I can look back, and I can say, for God I live, and for God I die. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord this morning. Because if it had not been for the Lord and his Holy Ghost Spirit in my family, they would be dead, sleeping in their grave. So his sister, she stood afar off, wondering what's going to happen. But watch God move. Pharaoh's daughter, she couldn't have no children. She went to wash down by the river. And when she went to wash herself, she noticed something was by the river. That's when God is moving now. You see, when God moves, things happen. And he know how to touch people that got evil hearts. This was her daddy that sent out an agreement just a few days ago. And her daddy had told him that I want every child thrown in the Nile River. Yeah. But this situation is a little bit different. Yeah. See, when God got his hand in something, yeah. Oh, y'all. Yeah. See, when God got his hand and his seal on something, it's going to be the way he wanted to be, regardless of what you say. back. And so now she went to wash herself. And she told her son, and said, go and look at that what that is there. And the minute they opened the box or the whatever you want to call it, the minute they opened the package, I called it, she had compassion and said, oh, this is a Hebrew boy. Instead of her saying, let me go take it to my daddy, I'm going to take it home. She took it home, church.
Yeah.
Nursed it. Y'all know God's mother.
Yeah.
She nursed it. And not only did, I know her mom, not only did she nurse it, she asked the sister. She said, Deacon Coleman, what you think? Now, instead of her making it, she had the authority to do whatever she wanted to do with it, but she because of God, she said, what to do with this child? And the sister Miriam said, take it to my mom. You need to hear this. See, she moved with faith. And even though, see, some people gonna say when you're moving with faith, some people gonna say you're crazy and then you're out of your mind. But see, that's when I'm talking about radical faith. See, that's how you get God's attention. Look, children, I'm telling you now, you want all the time. Everything ain't gonna be pictures and clean. Everything ain't gonna be high and high. You better listen at me. You better listen. Every day we'll be high and high. I don't care if you're going to TSU, USC, wherever you're going. Sometimes the devil's going to get in your way. It's going to give you making straight A's. The devil don't care who you is. But if you got God on your side, you can stand. So to be encouraged, look what happens. As I move to a close, his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call thee a nurse of the Hebrew women? See, the Egyptians couldn't understand the Hebrews.
Yeah.
But the Hebrews could understand the Egyptians, knowing that they were their enemy. And so, she said, now let me go get a Hebrew woman. And who's the woman more? Jezebel. And so now Jezebel, which was Moses' mother, not only did she raise this child, but she also got pregnant.
Y'all not hear that.
God Almighty, boy, y'all look at what you don't know. When you got God on your side, I'm telling you, when you got God on your side, it don't make no difference what nobody say, it don't make no difference what nobody think. When you got God on your side, you got someone, you got peace, you got above all, you got favor with God. When the fear connects is coming, they still say, I don't know why, but I'm going to let you go because. Go, get the maid, and call the child's mother.
Yeah.
Now she could have went and called one of them Enochs, one of them executors to kill the child.
Yeah.
But see, God had a plan and a purpose.
That's, yeah.
That's why it's not good. I don't believe in no abortions.
Yeah.
No, I don't believe in that.
Yeah.
Because just like that child wanted to leave her, you wanted to leave her. Somebody's going to flirt you down to come over. But they let you leave her.
Now, who feeds it on now? I'm not talking about, I'm saying, I don't believe in no abortion.
No.
The Bible says, thou shalt not kill. And that pins all that other stuff. All that justifying in your opinion, that ain't about nothing. God ain't got no opinion. God is fact. This is the fact that thou shalt not kill. And Jezebel said, now, I know that. I know that there's a God that has led us throughout this time now. And she's saying to herself, now, watch this. Look what Nina said. And Pharaoh, hold your hand, look what Nina said. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thou money.
You mean to tell me that she was poor at one time? Now she's going to be blessed, above and going to be, instead of being, beneath, she's going to be above. She's going to be the lender and not the borrower. So I say, good day.